Semester Self-Check Unit 5 Discrimination in the Workplace.
Welcome to our radio program, In the Workplace. Our guest today is Malcolm Stewart, an expert in all matters related to discrimination at work. Hello and welcome.
Good morning.
Malcolm, we all know that discrimination at work is an issue that is very widespread, even though hardly anybody wants to talk about it, and companies often do not address it. What could be an explanation for this?
Well, the issue is quite complicated. For one, people who are affected by discrimination or maybe bullying often think that it is their own fault that this is happening to them. They try to hide their problems, brush over them, so to say, just in order not to be confronted with awkward news.
Isn't that also a problem for companies, when their employees are tied down by their problems and cannot get any relief?
Of course it is. We know from research that people who are unhappy cannot really perform well in a competitive environment. But there is another issue as well. Discrimination is often hard to prove. Very often, it happens, for example, when people are not promoted, and even if they are told about the reasons, they cannot really use this information in court.
And I would assume that it is not very good for you if you take your employer or your workmates to court.
Definitely. So, people are aware that they need to take risks to confront their company or the people in their company with unacceptable behaviour.
Are there any steps that people can take if they think they are being discriminated on the grounds of their religion, their race, their cultural background, and so on?
Well, one of the most important steps is to document all the things you experience in detail. So, make notes of dates and issues, collect emails, handwritten notes, payslips, memos, but be careful. Do not remove documents containing trade secrets or sensitive client information. It's a good idea to get legal advice so that you don't break the rules.
So, what you are saying is, don't give your employer a legitimate reason to take disciplinary action against you.
Yes, that's right. Stay within the law and stick to the company guidelines. Employers who are cornered in a discrimination case often retaliate by accusing employees of wrong behaviour. That can weaken your cause enormously. You must act as if you were the perfect employee.
Well, thank you very much, Malcolm, for this very useful information.
And thank you for inviting me.
If you want to get further advice, call us on...